Walking alone at night can be scary.
Stop right there, student. Why walk alone when you can call Safe Walk? The safety and comfort of everyone on campus is important. That's why we're here.
SafeWalk is a free, student-run foot patrol service with two-person co-ed teams that will meet you and accompany you anywhere on campus to make sure you get there safely.
Keep an eye out for our bright red reflective jackets and signature foot logo, and let your next walk be with us.
What a huge relief! Now I'll never have to worry about the terrors that could happen when walking through such a big campus at night.
For a walk, you can call 604-822-5355. Use one of our direct line phones located in some of the campus libraries. Use one of the big blue phone booths. Or even ask campus security to contact us.
If you see walkers around campus and you'd like them to accompany you, stop and ask.
Hello. Hello.
Hi guys, my name is Hafsa and I'm the Public Relations Officer for the International Relations Students Association, also known as IRSA. We have a mandate to provide students from a variety of disciplines with a forum for the discussion of international issues in a casual environment. Our discussions reflect upon all areas of international interest. In addition, a host of other activities, such as diplomatic simulations, academic publications, and conferences such as UBCM-E1, make IRSA the most active student group on campus and one of the most recognized throughout Canada. If you would like to join the club or get in touch for more information, please call 604-822-1604 or visit our website at irsa.ca. Hi guys, my name is Hafsa and I'm the Public Relations Officer for the International Relations Students Association, also known as IRSA. We have a mandate to provide students from a variety of disciplines with a forum for the discussion of international issues in a casual environment. Our discussions reflect upon all areas of international interest. In addition, a host of other activities, such as diplomatic simulations, academic publications, and conferences such as UBCM-E1, make IRSA the most active student group on campus and one of the most recognized throughout Canada. If you would like to join the club or get in touch for more information, please call 604-822-1604 or visit our website at irsa.ca.
shoulders.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Hot Mess. I'm all by myself today. I was going to be all by myself today. The boys are off vacationing. And so I invited all my friends down. And now we are having wine. And, trying to, have a party. I don't really know. I'm still so hungover from New Year's. I've got Ariel here. She's one of my best friends in the whole wide world, and I have Nguyen, DJ N Squared from LA. You guys want to say hello, or are you just going to stare?
Hello.
What up?
I also have Marguerite. Say hello, Marguerite. Louder would have been great, but that's all good. And I've got Isis from Thunder Heist here.
Hey, what up, everybody? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. So, we're just going to have a party here, basically. It's kind of a gong show. We didn't plan anything. We kind of had a bit of a debaucherous evening. I ate my way to Chinese food yesterday. And then I also watched 4 movies. And I didn't leave my house, really, or leave my pajamas.
I didn't really leave your couch.
No.
I actually left your couch. This is the first time I've actually seen the outside world since I came here.
It is, actually.
I spent most of it on your couch. It was amazing. It was thrilling.
She's not actually joking.
I'm pretty sure,
like, you know how they say cats sleep 18 hours a day and you believe it? Isis sleeps on my couch 18 hours a day, and you should believe it.
I want to just make it very clear. I'm not just some lazy cow. You know, I needed that downtime. You provided me with a thrilling, a thrill that I don't think my heart has ever really experienced. And I wanted to say thank you. I love you.
I hurt you so good right now. You were just on tour in Europe. So.
Is this for even an interview?
No, I'm just.
Because if it is, you gotta call my manager. Okay.
So. No, I'm just saying you have a good reason to be.
I was pretty beat. Me and Grandma were pretty beat. We can talk more about that once I find out what your postal code is. I can order some sushi.
Okay. I don't know. You're gonna have to ask UBC. I'm sure it's on like a piece of.
First person to call in with the area code to this here beautiful station gets a free Thunder Heist CD. Call in right now. What's the phone number?
604-561-8451. Because
you call in and you get me fed. I'll give
you a Thunder Heist CD if you tell us what the postal code to UBC is. So. I hope somebody's listening, because Isis has some starving legs right now. She's shaking.
I can't deal.
Awesome. All right, we are going to listen to some tunes, and then we're going to come back with more debauchery in just 1 second. Hopefully someone will call in.
Why is it any from a wall?
usually drink, usually dodge.
All I want to do,
usually drink, usually dodge, usually bubble, 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 bubble,
is tell you I love, what would we do?
Usually drink, usually dodge, usually bubble.
All I want to do is tell you I love you.
That's when I start promising the world to a brand new girl I don't even know yet. Next thing she's wearing my Rolex.
Yeah. sing the chorus.
Yeah!
Woo! Sound like it's a party.
Sound like it's a party.
It's amazing.
I'm trying to get hype right now. It's kind of hard.
We're just getting started.
Like, ultimate rock bottom day at work today, and may or may not
have
had.
Tell us about your day. I'm listening.
I like totally just like fought back tears at my desk.
It was. You know, I don't know if this is the right radio show for that. I want to call in the guy from like Seinfeld or something.
Oh my gosh. But no, we're going to do something fun. It is the end of 2008.
It was quite
a year. Lots of stuff happened. We're not going to get into anything too deep. We're just going to come like go around saying our highlights. Our highlights of 2008. You go first, Isis. You're going to steal all our thunder, but it's all good. Well, my name's Isis, and I'm famous.
That's not true. I'm almost famous. So I'm going to do something that it's obvious I'm going to do. I'm going to plug something. The highlight for me and Graham of Thunder Heist is The Wrestler. We got Jerkit in The Wrestler this year. It's a movie that's coming out, or it just came out on, I think, Boxing Day. And it's a movie that was directed by Darren Aronofsky Aronofsky.
She's reading this book.
No, I totally am.
Aronofsky.
No, I can never say his name. That's why I pulled it up on my computer, and I still can't say it on my computer. It's Darren Aronofsky. He's the same guy who directed Requiem for a Dream. I know you guys all remember that. RoboCop 2010 hasn't been done yet, but The Fountain and a bunch of other movies. And he's really, really cool, I guess. And The Wrestler,
obviously, The Wrestler.
I know. And The Wrestler has it's the comeback of Mickey Rourke or Ricky.
Mickey Rourke.
Mickey Rourke.
Mickey Rourke.
So you probably can call later and talk about how retarded I am. Mickey Rourke is in it, and so is what's her face?
Kevin Rachel Wood.
Marissa Tomei.
Okay, that's easy there, Tiger.
That's from Seinfeld.
I know. So Marissa Tomei, Mickey Rourke, and it's directed by Darren Aronofsky. So it's really, you should go see it. And Jerkit comes on during the strip scene, so you gotta stay through and wait till
don't
the strippers
cover your eyes.
Come out. And don't cover your eyes. And when the song comes on, go completely ape Gaga doo-doo face. Just go for it. And then like
you
scream
heard it here,
out
folks.
How much you love us. And that would really make me, give me a wide on. Can I say that on radio?
Yeah.
A wide on?
Actually,
okay.
I'm really impressed that we haven't sworn yet.
Yeah, I'm trying.
I've tried. I started to learn how
wait
many
people. The wine kicks in.
Yeah, it's exactly. I started to learn how many people's parents listen to this show. So I've tried to tone it down a bit.
I will not date your son. Don't worry. His son brings me home. It's like, hey. Anyway. So what was the amazing thing that happened to you, Marguerite?
I think this summer, Samantha and I both shared a very beautiful day. Tandem biking around the seawall.
Yeah, we did.
It was beautiful.
It was so gay. It was awesome.
That totally
we beat, like.
That totally beat
yeah, that
my,
beat, that beat your movie,
Oscar
Adam.
Oscar nominated. Never change.
No, well, Mark was scared to ride a tandem bike with me.
It was hard at first, but
yeah. I'm pretty sure that we had to, like, children were diving out of our way.
We were. I mean, my cell phone flew out a couple times into traffic.
I'm, like, getting all watery-eyed. It's that female bond and women bond, yeah. And then, like, a sunset appears out of nowhere.
It was really.
A rainbow
really,
and a bunny.
We have pictures. We got tourists to take pictures of us with our
bike.
Did they
keep the
pictures? Full homo.
No.
Did the tourists keep the pictures?
No. Okay. We got some. We got some on Facebook.
That's what happens to you because people want pictures
of
you.
That's not true. Much. No one wants a picture of me hungover over a toilet. No one wants that.
No, they don't care about
Facebook wants that.
Nobody
else wants that.
Ariel, what was your highlight of the year?
My highlight of the year was going to China.
My highlight of the year was you talking into the rear end of the microphone.
I don't really understand machines.
I just bend over and you talk to my ass? Because that's basically what you just did to the microphone.
You know, I was trying to get her to like, I'm like pointing at her, like, no, you're doing it wrong. I'm a professional.
Which way does it work? There you go.
Yeah, you got it though. You got it.
I went to China.
You went to China? That's
what did
amazing.
You do in China?
How long were you in China?
I was working over there. I was there for 5 months.
Really? Where'd you go?
She built these headphones actually. That's what she's doing a little work excursion.
Someone, I worked in sweatshops.
This show just got banned from Trump Radio. Oh my God. For racist fucking comments. No. We don't support that. I'm actually black. You can't hear it in my voice, but I'm actually black, so I condone that message.
You condone the Chinese factory worker message.
Yeah, dude, man, come on. If I'm black, I can like do that.
Yeah,
I can totally do that. It's, like, it's a special black card we whip out only in case of emergencies. And right now, it's an emergency. I just saved your show. No big deal.
Thank God, I'm gonna keep you around. Emergency. Break for emergency African.
Yeah. That's why they keep Tiger Woods around, you know? In case anybody ever asks questions about the golf league and why it seems really not so dark.
Not so dark. Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, what about you, big guy?
Yeah, come over here and tell us what... We have N Squared in the building. He's up from L.A. He's pretty awesome. Shit's popping off. Other blog I do, group of DJs. We're all going down to LA to visit him next week. I'm pretty excited. We kind of like can't get enough of each other, so we're just playing each other's cities apparently. But Nguyen, what was the highlight of your year?
I don't really have a highlight.
Aww.
Oh, you just did that.
We can give you a highlight
actually,
right
my
now.
My highlight was actually going to New York. And,
oh, really?
Hanging out over there.
I was going to say Gravel Street Yoga.
Yeah, Gravel Street Yoga with Sam and Ariel doing the tree stump.
Oh my God. Is that really a yoga move?
It is to
actually
do it.
Actually, playing the Shit's Popping Off party was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
With ISIS.
Awesome.
Yeah. That was fun.
The Tassel Queen.
Dude, it was the only Tassel Queen.
You know what it's like showing up to a party with the same dress as some other bitch?
Oh my God.
ISIS is going to tell you what it's
oh
like.
Oh my God. Okay, so P.S. Dear other lady in tassel dress, when my people find you, you're going to be disappeared.
That means you disappear with a beard.
Yes. I do not appreciate. You know, I just don't appreciate like people who are mean to people. Like, you know, you don't know somebody and you treat them like they're absolutely nothing. Like, you have no idea like who you're actually stepping to because you think you're this big person wearing the same bloody dress I was wearing. Actually, a variation of the dress I was wearing. Anyway, she was a cunt and I don't know.
She looked like a lampshade and you looked like a hot chick.
Thank you. High five to you. That's why I keep you around. But yo, dear you though, like I hope she's listening right now and she knows that, you know, in that moment I was actually hurt. You know, and if crying didn't cause wrinkles, I would have shed some. I would have been on the floor. Four.
Amazing. We're going to drink more wine and play some music for you.
Yeah, and stop rambling off and swearing. Your show just got canceled.
Oh my goodness. Okay, that song, I just got it the other day on Beatport, but guess what happened when I bought that song on Beatport? Imitation Ranch. Marguerite is called Imitation Ranch, and this is why. I had an incident with some wine on Monday night.
Best party with three people ever.
Best party. It was kind of like high school drunk. Ariel wasn't there, but she should have been.
I think I talked to her drunkly online.
I think I talked to you
was there in spirit.
Thank you. It's amazing. Basically, what happened was it was kind of an unfortunate situation where we drank too much wine at about 6 o'clock at night on a Monday.
Yeah.
On a Monday. No big deal.
In our pajamas.
In our pajamas, of course. There's no other way to drink wine, really. And then what happened was we got really, really drunk, and then this guy came to buy some New Year's tickets to the Shiz Poppin' Off party, which was fabulous, by the way. Mm-hmm. And don't really know him that well. Ben, hey, how are you? How's it going? Offered him some wine. Roommate came home, offered her some wine. Then the gift wrap broke out, and they started gift wrapping things in my house.
There was a tampon in the bathroom that was gift wrapped.
Gift wrapped.
Okay, I can't speak. It happened.
Gift wrapped. I love all of our past tenses-ness.
It's hard, okay? It's hard.
Life is hard today. Anyways, yeah, so there was toilet paper that was gift wrapped, and Ben ended up getting gift wrapped and by Aaron and Isis. And then
I was done by that point.
Gone. I'm pretty sure. Okay, and then this is what happened. I should not be allowed to have technology near me when I'm drunk, because I'm pretty sure I text everyone. And then I go on the internet and buy things. I got a receipt the next day from Beatport. I spent $45. Guess what I bought? 50 versions of the same song. Okay, no, but for real, it's a true story. Nguyen's laughing right now, but it's true.
What song?
I bought this. Okay, I thought I was just buying one song, but what I didn't realize is that there was two pages of it, and I hit buy album, and it was the Leanin' and Swervin', every remix ever made of Leanin' and Swervin', ever. in my computer right now. $45, guys. Most expensive and stupid purchase of my life, other than the $80 I spent on Chinese food yesterday.
They should ban eBay from drunk people.
Oh, they yeah. should. No, they there should be like skill tests. Yeah. You know how in Canada there's skill testing questions for winning stuff? That's kind of brutal because basically you have to be somewhat smart in order to get a break, which is just unfortunate. But there should be something like, I was thinking I want to make an iPhone app where it's like, if you want to make a call after 7 p.m., you have to answer a skill testing question.
There should be a breathalyzer.
Yeah, that's what I was, or a breathalyzer. Like attached to it, right? So it's like, you've blown over, and then the only number it calls is a cab.
I paid $80 for a Mickey Mouse t-shirt when I was drunk.
That's awesome. Where were you?
At home.
Home.
It wasn't even vintage.
It wasn't? It was just a brand new... You just went to the Disney...
It was circa 2002.
Amazing. That was a good year, though. I think Disney had a really good year that year.
Fail.
Epically.
Epic fails. So basically the highlight of my night and how Marguerite got her name... Okay, this is pissing me off. You guys have to stop looking at technology right now.
All right, I'm just looking at New Year's picture. Oh, there. Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. Marguerite and I decided to order pizza.
Really embarrassing. I don't know if you should be telling this story.
It's a great story. I'm going to tell it anyways.
I was blacked out.
Yeah, in her defense, she was blacked out, and I had to tell her about it the next day. But we ordered pizza. Pizza comes, molest the pizza guy in the hallway. Like, we didn't even let him knock on our door. We were waiting for him at the elevator. We're like, yes, at the elevator. This poor little Asian man was so scared. And so he gives us the pizza, and Marg opens up the pizza. She's like, there's not enough cheese on this pizza. Takes an entire block of cheese, grates it on top of the pizza. Puts it in the microwave. Amazing. Not only then she opens up my fridge. She's like, who doesn't have ranch? Because I didn't have ranch. I don't have ranch. I'm not a big ranch person.
That's how I like my pizza, okay? Ranch.
Ranch and cheese.
Ranch.
I want some bread with my ranch and cheese. And so basically, she takes the pizza and there's no ranch, but I did have yogurt. I had yogurt in my fridge, and I look over as Marguerite is dumping yogurt onto her pizza, and she says, just pretend it's ranch. Just pretend. And that is how DJ Imitation Ranch got her name.
Oh, no.
It was probably the most epic thing ever. She woke up. She's like, ew, what's on my pizza? I'm like, that is Imitation Ranch dressing,
yeah, I'm just
courtesy of Island Farms.
It was a dark time in my life. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Okay.
Done.
Fair.
Done.
Fair enough. No problem. We're going to listen.
Ranch.
We're going to listen to some more tunes because we...
Actually, before you go.
Yeah.
I want to give a shout out to Crooks and Guns.
Crooks and Guns.
Yes. Zia and Sam.
Yeah.
Word up. Oh, yeah. You're playing tonight, aren't you?
I'm playing at Shine tonight. You guys should all come down. I'm going to play some country and folk music.
Excellent. I had a dream. Okay, this is what I had a dream the other day. I'm sorry. We will play music soon, folks. But I had this horrible nightmare the day before New Year's because I was playing two shows on New Year's. And I had this dream that every song I went to put on was Jack Johnson.
Yes.
And the dance floor hated me. It was an awful dream.
Who's really to say? Scary.
It was awful. I was really sad. Anyways, let's hope. I'm going to put a song on now, and we're all going to hope that it's not Jack Johnson. Not that we don't love him, like, word up to him and stuff, but we want to listen to some bangers. What am I going to play? Let's play this song. I like this
Jack
song.
Johnson.
Jack Johnson.
Fail. We'll be right back.
Like empanadas.
We were all just talking about how we met. That was Thunder Heist right there. Isis.
That's an oldie but goodie.
It's an oldie but a goodie. Okay, I got that song when I was at the Rebel Music Academy. I got to give a shout out to the Rebel Music Academy. The next one I just found out is going to be in Vienna. So any artists that are out there, you can be anything. Like,
you could paint like miniature cows or something.
On a CD, because it has to be a musical.
Yeah, no,
artist.
I was saying, like, you can paint magical cows, but like it's like magical. It's like musical. You know, cups and stuff.
Yeah, right. Definitely. That's what
I was going somewhere with that. I really was.
Musical chairs, maybe.
You know, sometimes I get mixed up. You know. Anyways,
we love you anyway.
I'm glad you guys love me because somebody better love me.
How
did we meet Isis?
How did we meet Isis? Basically, when I was just starting to DJ.
2 years ago.
2 years ago. It was more than that now.
Yeah.
I was at the Rebel Music Academy. It was like 2.5 years ago. I was at the Rebel Music Academy in Melbourne, Australia. And I found there this awesome group, had maybe 250 views on MySpace. Little group called Thunder Heist, and I was like, this is amazing, blowing my brain up.
You're one of our first fans.
I was, like, first groupie love right here, Blanchon in the house. Amazing.
And now I sleep on your couch.
And now you sleep on my pink fucking couch.
See what happens? But
this is how magic happens.
Yeah, you see, you don't want to become a fan, you know? You become a fan, the first fan. All of a sudden you owe me your couch.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
But so, I made a little mini mix and I put it up on my page and put up their picture and blah, blah, blah. And then Graham was like, hey, you shouldn't have your song on our page.
Yeah. Graham's all super pissed. He was like, yo, man, these guys are all like, that's a great track. And she doesn't even correct them and let them know it's you. She totally sent her a message. And I'm like,
I fully had like pictures of Isis on my page. I was like, these guys are great. You should check them out. Here's their MySpace. And he was like freaking. It was awesome.
You know,
and then he's like, hey, can I sleep on your couch? Come to Vancouver.
But we love Graham.
We love Graham.
We love him so much.
I love you.
I need
sexiest
Graham.
Grumpy old man.
I don't
ever.
Just love Graham.
No.
I need Graham. Graham keeps me from like rehab.
I want to meet Graham.
Graham's amazing. No, Graham's the rock in my water. You know?
It's yeah.
He's that. A part of it.
What she said.
You know, but he holds it down.
Rock in my water, okay.
Man, it makes sense. It's like a haiku, man. Don't worry about that.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Yeah, so that's how we met. But Graham's awesome. He also does some crazy rad remixes and stuff too. He's just sort of way too talented for his own good.
And that's the thing. It's like Graham's one of those guys. It's like you know, but a lot of those guys are just kind of like laid back and kept to themselves. But like when you meet them, they're the most talented and cerebral people you'll ever meet. Like
yeah.
I'm inspired by him. I really am. I hope in 2009 I can, you know, be a bit more like Graham.
Aw, look, there's a New Year's resolution.
He'll never hear this. And this is the best part about our relationship. I only ever tell people how much I love him when he's not around.
That's great.
Because, you know.
Keep the tension there.
Yeah.
Keeps you guys going.
I don't want him to get soft on me.
I love my, like, one of my other highlights of this year was, like, watching Graham wake Isis up after we partied till 9 in the morning.
Oh, my God.
In Whistler.
Explain it.
In Whistler.
I remember.
Basically, it was like watching you two fight is like the greatest thing ever. It's like insiders look. Only true roadies that just decide to get into a car with you and go to fucking Whistler will ever witness anything like this. But
what was I was that, I think I was pretty good.
You're just like watching you emerge from your bedroom. Just like
why are you here?
So much pain. And then I was like, okay, I'm gonna try and sleep because we really hadn't slept yet.
Yeah.
And just Graham comes in with a bottle of scotch and a pillow and just like wakes me up by hitting me over the head with a pillow and handing me the bottle of scotch.
Yeah.
We can be friends.
Samantha, yeah. Did you drink the scotch?
I hate scotch. But
I love scotch.
Yes.
I love scotch. You know, that was the same day we woke up in the morning next to a note from these random guys like, hey, we had so much fun partying with you. Signed random guys.
Yeah.
And I was thinking to myself, this is what my life has become.
Become,
you know, hotel rooms random. In Whistler with Samantha.
Samantha.
I need to find my inner self.
Yeah.
You know, I need to sometimes go back home and get back into my natural self. But yeah, like I just, it's like, what the hell, man? Random guys. And they weren't even that cute.
No, they weren't. And basically what happened was,
Graham was pissed off because he thought one of them was going to steal his headphones. And he kept coming back in like, what? They're still here?
Yeah.
They stole my headphones? They stole my headphones, man.
Well,
we
said party afterwards, and we had this whole entourage of people, and we're like, sweet, there's going to be an epic party.
We started with like 30 people.
There was like 30 people. There's guys, there's girls, everybody's good looking. We're walking through the snow back to the Delta. And then slowly, all of a sudden, there's only like these like four or five random guys. We get there and we're like, whoa.
This is it?
So we get in, we like put on our robes, we're like, put on Star Trek. Isis rolls a joint. Like, you guys are gonna have to go now.
So what's gonna happen is you're gonna wear our robes, roll a joint, and watch Star Trek. If you wanna still stick around for that, cool, you know?
What just happened?
I blew his mind.
I knew it just tripped.
I wish
this wasn't radio. I wish it was TV so you guys could understand.
How awesome it is. But you know what, though? New Year's resolutions and all, I think my New Year's resolution is just to, I guess, really, really enjoy the fact that I have amazing friends and an amazing life. And I think everybody should do that. Unless you work, like, you know, the night shift at, like, a poop factory.
What is that? Can you tell me what a poop factory is?
I'm a poop factory.
A poop factory is a place where they manufacture poop.
Very interesting.
Yeah. You'd be surprised about how many people work in places like this. These like crappy dead end jobs.
Yeah.
And what I have to say to you is leave. Yeah, you might be poor and homeless for a while, but you know, once you find your real passion, hold on to it and don't let it go, because you don't want to be working 9 to 5 till you're 50 at a poop factory.
Or data entry. Data entry is your passion, though. God bless you.
I know. Data entry is your is your passion. I don't know if you should be allowed to interact with other people. Because that's like the borderline sociopath right there. It's like, I like being beat up. No big deal. I like my life just being horrible. I enjoy it. And he kills babies at night.
Thank you for the insight. We really appreciate it.
I'm gonna
Thank
stop
you
rambling.
So much.
This is why I don't have my own radio show.
Isis is the new Jay Brown.
Jay Brown.
I thought it was Tyrone.
I love Jay Brown.
No, Tyrone. Oh, that was the other highlight.
I'm pretty much any generic funny black person.
I thought you were Tyra Banks.
And sexy black person, for that matter. I'm all your black friends combined.
Isis didn't realize that when she wore a bright orange toque, she looks like Tyrone Biggums.
And
she smokes rocks.
Yeah, I also didn't realize I smoked rocks. Yeah. Now it explains everything. It explains the fidgeting that I can't seem to control. You know? Just saying. Maybe we should get some more wine. You know what I mean?
Okay, we're going to listen to
We're going to stop talking.
No, it's pretty epic.
I hope, you know, I would like someone to call in and tell us we're not crazy. That'd be nice. Tell us what your New Year's resolutions are. I want to hear these.
Hey, guess what? The phones are broken.
Oh, really?
But
How about you send me an email?
Call some cell phone.
Why don't you send
your phone and up to the microphone?
Yeah, okay, yeah. Call. Oh, what? We're giving my cell phone out on air now?
Yes.
Sweet. Yes. If you had
you can call my mom's cell phone. That's even better.
Yeah, you can call DJ Imitation Ranch. You can call her cell phone.
What is the story behind that?
250-203-7081.
Amazing.
Lisa Thompson.
Lisa Thompson.
Thank you very much.
Say it again. I dare you. Say it again. Say it again. Slower.
Okay. 250-203-7081.
You call that phone number right now, and you're going to have a fun time.
That's long distance, you guys.
Long distance.
No, that's the whole point. That's how you know if you really
love
us.
That's too legit.
I will have phone sex with you if you call that phone number
right now.
It's
free
exclusive phone sex with Isis from Thunder Heist.
I better go get the
phone. If you call long distance right now.
Right now.
Right now.
I will pant like a tiger.
Is there any more wine? We'll be right back.
right, we've got an exclusive Thunder Heist track coming up. This is coming on your new album, right?
Yeah.
What is it?
The album is self-titled Thunder Heist. It's coming out March 31st in North America and sometime in February in the UK and Japan. Pretty cool and stuff. Yeah, this is a song that I don't think a lot of people are going to expect, so I figured we just like might as well do this. And Graham's not here to stop me.
No, I know.
So
it's amazing, actually.
I know.
It's kind of epic.
I'm actually never really allowed to do anything.
Watch him like just run in here with his bearded face and
pummel us all. You'll find some way. I'm probably going to get a phone call right
now.
With a snow beard.
Graham has a snow beard.
He's actually quite cute with a snow beard.
Here
it is. Really handsome.
Exclusive, Nothing to Step To off the new Thunder Heist album.
You like Pete Tong.
Dance essential mix.
Pete Tong.
Feet tall.
Walk away from
I tried to play a promo, but desperately failed.
No, no, what really happened was that was just so epic that, like, the silence was needed.
Silence.
That's me tooting my own horn.
Tooting your own turn.
Tooting my own turn.
I'm supposed to play promos, but I don't know if
you're supposed. Yeah, because you got to log them and stuff. I used to do community. You know, shout out to community radio, because community radio is not a dead art form, and shout out to everybody who still does it.
Yeah.
Except for those people with really boring shows.
I don't go here, but I like your radio.
You should have said that, man. Like, now he's going to hate you.
No.
You're a poser.
They know we're all too old for college here.
Maybe I'm not. Maybe I'm a beautiful 19-year-old.
You are. I have classes with people that are like 35. By the way,
you're never too old. Never too old for school.
P.S. Marguerite, the way you have your headphones on right now makes you look like you have dog ears.
I know. That's what I was going for.
Once again, we wish you could be here.
We wish you could all be here.
Marguerite, how?
I have a flight at 9:15
How old are you in dog ears?
Oh God!
I don't know.
That's messed up.
I don't know how to do that. I'm really bad at math.
No, isn't
I failed
it seven?
Math my whole life. What?
I just think that's a horrible question to ask anybody.
How old are you in dog ears, bitch?
What is the
that's
rule?
That's what I said to
what
that girl in that tassel dress. That's what I should have said instead of you're fat. I should have said something like, so how old are you in dog ears, female dog?
Speaking of epic things to say to stupid girls, Nguyen, can you come here for a second?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to do a little club scenario for you. P.S., all of you guys out there, don't request songs to DJs. Guess what? We hate it, and we have better taste in music than you.
Yeah. Okay?
So here's what Nguyen says. I'm dumb girl number one.
I'm dumb girl number two.
Hey, Nguyen. Hey, N squared. Hey, can you play some Lady Gaga?
I don't tell you how to dance. Don't tell me how to DJ.
Oh my god. I love your music. Can you like totally play that new Britney Spears Womanizer? I love that song.
I already played it when you were taking a dump.
There you go.
Well, that was just you know, because when you do the stuff, it makes you want to poop.
Apparently, wine is the greatest thing on earth.
I am not drunk. I have a flight at 9:15 p.m.
P.M.
That's tonight.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I've been in Europe.
We're talking tomorrow.
You know, when you're in Europe for so long, you end up doing the whole like army time. You do the 29, the 23, the 12, 20, whatever the bloody thing is. I hate army time. I think everybody should just have a 12-hour clock.
Why don't they?
That's the normal thing to do. You bloody Netherlands people.
Because it's easier for ISIS.
It is. It's easier for me to count.
Yo, I find that shit really confusing, too.
Yeah, you know, P.S.
It's so bad.
I do. And my boyfriend was a Navy SEAL, and I still couldn't figure it out.
Graham's French.
I on my fingers.
That's awesome. Good job.
You know what, Marguerite? I think you should write a letter. A very stern but fair letter.
Stern
to both
fair.
These two women. You know, you have to always be fair. Send it to these two women and let them know you're not going to be treated like this. You're not going to be called a female dog. You're not going to be cut off when you're trying to express your feelings. You two women should be ashamed of yourselves. How do you sleep at night?
I just wanted to know how old you were in talking.
It was an honest question.
I don't know. I don't know what the conversion is.
7 years for every one human year.
You're three.
So you're like old as
no,
shit.
No, that's like, yeah, I really am.
Three
hey, high. Yo.
You would be
yeah,
dead yo. By now.
21 times 7, is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Anybody who can call in right now to tell us what 21
Nobody
times.
Nobody has called my mom's phone. I'm really disappointed because I have it. It's not like my mom has it. I have it.
Yes, you're not
maybe
called.
I didn't make that clear.
And I really wanted to pant like a tiger.
Okay.
You know?
Oh, yeah. So Aaron thought she could get off. Aaron wants to hear you pant like a tiger on air. That's amazing.
Wow.
Okay, so
that's why I'm still single, actually. My inability to pant like a tiger.
I'm a single lady. Don't put
a
ring on it. Okay. Here's what's gonna happen. We're gonna stop being such drunkards.
No, we're gonna stop being 14-year-old girls.
Yeah,
we're gonna stop doing.
Remember? Okay. I just have to say one more thing. We used to make like radio shows on ghetto blasters on tapes.
Dude, my tape player.
And now look where you are.
You could record it. Oh, my God.
And now, look, you guys have now accomplished your dreams. So what I mean by you guys?
College radio, I'm here.
Your resolutions, man, they mean something. Look what these two ladies got. They got far. Believing.
I'm Rocky at the top of the stairs right now.
Seriously.
But seriously, we have N Squared coming up. He's amazing. You guys got to come check him out at Shine Tonight. Hey, what's your MySpace? Where can people find you? Where can people know what you do?
MySpace. You big dummy. /SquareBizzo.
Say that louder.
/SquareBizzo.
Square Bizzo?
Black slash?
How do you spell that? Black slash.
Hey, no more black jokes. No more black jokes. No more black jokes.
He said it.
Backsplash.
Kitchen tiles.
All right, so.
Okay, I'm going to put it up on the blog because apparently.
P.S. His tattoo is quite amazing. If you ladies were in the room.
I'm drunk right now, so whatever.
Yeah, don't blame it on the alcohol. That's not fair.
I want to see the full tattoo.
Yeah, we want to see the. How about you take your shirt off while we go to commercial break?
Yeah, we're going to go to a commercial break. He's going to take your shirt off, and then when you come back, he's going to be spinning some funky.
Topless.
Fresh.
Sweet.
Funky, fresh beats. Oh, crap. I don't know what I'm doing. Oh, yes, I do. All of my co-hosts would be so proud right now.
Yeah, you're definitely getting fired.
I like spending time with hot people. That's why I listen to Hot Mess. It's the best place to listen to exciting locals. And you can listen every Friday from 6 to 7:30 free. You don't have to go out to have a good time. Just turn on your radio, pick up your phone, and call Hot Mess at 604-822-CITR. Don't spend your Friday nights alone. Dial your radio to 101.9 CITR Vancouver or hook up online to CITR.ca. Hot Mess is always available 24/7 at hotmess.org. Remember, it's always hot and it's always free.
Hot Mess is not condoned the mutilation of kitten's genitalia or kitten genitalia. Nor do we accept responsibility if a leprechaun chops up your foot and tries to sell it on eBay or if he and or she tries to make love to it.
And the blushes start falling apart.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
We're all having so much fun. I just had to say that because we're having the best time ever.
What happened to the music? Newburgh, Motown. I know the know-how. Half of these niggas come out the closet, deep Vaseline niggas. I'm fitness of the conquer. Long conquer garage doors. One finger cakewalk. Nose is the Concord. Hands like who knows what's that? With the inner skill. Aiming for your soul spots. I seen not a kill bill. I got the eye for your hands. One foot in the frying pan.
Do you remember when I was in LA? pistols, knife. Break, 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 yeah.
From the west coast, west to Atlanta, to Atlanta. If I get a gun, hey, well, damn, 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 hey. Don't break it, I'm gonna break it, I ain't a dance floor. Don't break it, I'm gonna break it, don't stupid, get retarded. Wait the game up, the boys made me. Hey, don't break it, I'm gonna break it, make shit out of me. Don't break it, I ain't break it. From the west coast, west to Atlanta, to Atlanta. If I get a gun, hey, well, damn, 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 hey. Gotta mean, gonna break your ankles.
Break, 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 go away. Break, break, break your ankles, mate. Break, 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 go away. Break, 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 go away. Break, 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 go away. Break, 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 go away. Break, break, break your ankles, mate. Jerk it, dust it off and jerk it. Booty rocking, show stopping, everybody back popping, knees jerking, girls work it till your stomach cupping. Don't stop, gotta get it, shake it off your body, sweating, everybody watching. That don't mean we stop, let them know you worth it. Dust it off and jerk it, jerk it, jerk it. Dust it off and jerk it, let them know you worth it. Dust it off and jerk it, jerk it, jerk it. Dust it off and jerk it.
A lot to see, but something about her.
Shout out to Nacho Lovers and Ariel, the Little Mermaid.
Yeah,
I love you.
That was the Thunder Heist remix to Jerk. Nacho Lovers remix to Jerk Hit. So
amazing.
It was
check
amazing.
It out.
Ariel, you're the.
Possible she wants you to. There is one way to ask her. It don't take a word not to see. Word. Go on and kiss the girl. Sing with me now. Sha la 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 la, by your mind. Look like you're going to shine. Gonna kiss the girl. Sha la 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 la, in that side, in the shade. Goodbye. Gonna kiss the girl.
I should've just let it go.
I'm going back to Cali. I don't think so. I'm going back to Cali, Cali, Cali. I'm going back to Cali. I don't think so. Going back to Cali, styling, profiling, dialing, and smiling, while in the sun, the top is down on the black Corvette, and it's fly cause it's sitting on the North steering wheel, plushed out, gold leaf phantom top, and three girls waiting. The chrome is shining, passing all the cars on the way. And push play. Cali, 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 y'all, I don't think so.
DJ, X Squad.
Cali, 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 Cali.
DJ, X Squad.
Shaking them, baking them, taking them to spots they never before hung. Place or sunset, it's a trip near the AC's cold. Still strip the wet skin, but this girl kept dancing, prancing, grinding, grinning, romancing. I asked her to be on so we could hit the hay. I wanna do this Brutus, but I don't wanna pay. I'm going back to Cali, 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 Cali.
About to hit the dance.
Amazingness. That was N Squared. Okay. Everybody, you guys, we're going to be posting up some of his mixes and tracks and whatever on our hotmess.org.
I've actually never heard that Walking on Walking a Dream remix, and it's awesome. I love that song already. So
everything
really awesome
that he played remix is awesome, and when we're not inebriated, we're gonna go through and
I'm not inebriated, I'm flying, man.
I am.
We're gonna go through and find out what all those songs were, and then we're gonna post them up on hotmess.org. That's www.
Don't DJ while you're drunk.
AKA no, me on the ears.
When you're drunk. Drive when you're drunk. Okay.
Don't
do anything.
We're gonna say goodnight. It was an amazing show tonight. Thank you to all my beautiful guests. Ariel, who's off trying to find mix. DJ Imitation Ranch, aka Marguerite from Boston.
Word.
And Isis from Thunder Heist.
Check out the album March 31st. I have to plug it for the sake of my company and my livelihood. And check out thunderheist.com. It's we send you signed underwear.
Yeah.
So you should check it out.
Signed used underwear.
Yes, I always use my underwear.
and we gotta say,
I want to give a shout out to my sponsors, actually, Reebok and House of Cassette. Thank
you for lacing me up.
Thank you for lacing me up.
I want to shout out Red Bull.
And information, I'll be in Hawaii in February. Thanks.
Red Balls.
Hey, Reebok, sponsor me.
Yeah, hey, P.S. Reebok, Puma is no longer holding it down. So.
Goodbye. We have African Rhythms coming up right now, so stay tuned.
Maybe I should stick around for that. You know,
No, say goodbye in your mom's voice.
Oh, you want me to say goodbye? I want to say to everybody who's listening to this radio station, I want to say Happy New Year. I hope your holidays were very nice and filled with much, much love. And Samantha, thank you for letting me sleep on your couch for 52 hours. It was quite exciting. And thank you and good night.
Good night.
Only 52?
I'm David Love Jones, and welcome to a special edition of African Rhythms. We're going...